The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved two new drugs to treat hepatitis C, a virus that can cause liver damage and cancer. The new drugs should greatly improve cure rates for some of the more than 170 million people worldwide affected by this potentially fatal disease. Hepatitis C is a blood-borne virus. If blood is not screened for diseases, the virus can be transmitted through transfusions or organ transplants. In the United States, the most common cause of infection is sharing drug injection needles. It can take years or even decades for the virus to cause enough liver damage to produce symptoms. About three-quarters of Americans with hepatitis C don't know they have it.
People got their hepatitis C in the 60s and 70s and early 80s and now are having all these problems from it 20 and 30 years later.
Liver disease specialist Dr. Bruce Bacon of St. Louis University says about 20% of people exposed to hepatitis C recover from the virus on their own without treatment.
The flip side of that is that about 80% of people, 80, 85% of people, do get chronic hepatitis. And of those patients, 20 to 30% of people develop cirrhos, and of those, 2 to 3% of patients develop liver cancer.
There are six different strains or genotypes of hepatitis C. St. Louis University researcher Dr. Adrian D. Bischelli says that in the U.S., about 70% of patients have genotype 1. That form of the virus is also the most common in Latin America, Europe, and parts of Asia.
And it turns out that genotype 1 is the most hard to treat.
For the past decade, treatment for hepatitis C has meant a year-long regimen of two drugs, an immune system booster called pegylated interferon, and an antiviral medication known as ribavirin. But often, DiBascelli says, that two-drug treatment hasn't worked for patients with the genotype 1 virus.
In that genotype, only about 40% of patients get cured when they're treated with interferon and ribavirin.
In a clinical trial funded by the drug maker Vertex, DiBascelli helped test how hard-to-treat genotype 1 patients responded when a new Vertex drug, telaprevir, was added to the current two-drug treatment.
The cure rates, or the rates of sustained virologic response, go from the 40% number that I mentioned in patients with genotype 1 to 75%.
A clinical trial for a similar medication, bisoprevir, was funded by the drug's developer, Merck. Dr. Bruce Bacon, who led that study, says adding bisoprevir to the standard two-drug treatment significantly improved cure rates, even for patients who had been treated before and failed to recover.
In the treatment-experienced patients, those who hadn't responded or who had relapsed previously, the numbers are more like 20% with the standard therapy being retreated versus about 60 to 65% cure rate with the addition of bisoprevir.
The difference between what you can do with dual therapy and triple therapy is like night and day.
Dr. Barbara McGovern treats patients with hepatitis C at the Lemuel Shattuck Hospital in Boston. She was on an independent panel of experts that reviewed data on both drugs for the FDA. She says the new drugs do have some side effects. Bisoprevir can cause anemia, and telaprevir a severe rash. But she believes their benefits outweigh their risks.
We always have to measure risks and benefits, but the amount of patients who are cured, and that's a very special word in infectious diseases, is so much higher.
In the U.S., the current two-drug treatment costs about $20,000. Adding one of the new drugs will likely double or triple that. But Dr. Adrian DiBascelli says it's worth it.
You save downstream by saving the costs of caring for patients with decompensated cirrhosis, liver cancer, liver transplantation, all of that. The last few months of life when you have liver failure is terribly, terribly expensive.
DiBascelli, Bacon, and McGovern all say there are even better drugs in the pipeline, but those won't get federal approval for at least 3 to 5 years. Meanwhile, bisoprevir and telaprevir are already on their way to U.S. pharmacies. For VOA News, I'm Veronique LaCapra in St. Louis, Missouri.